listening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Slouch, Reg, Meatball, what's going on, man?
What's up?
What's going on, dude?
What's up, bro?
Hey, don't nobody tell me nothing, so I don't know nothing, man. That's why
Meatball,
I called you
Meatball, is that Meatball from the Meatball matchups?
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with?
This is Reggie Reds.
What's going on, Reg? What's going on, Slouch?
Meatball still don't know who the hell I am.
What's happening?
Yes,
what's
I do know who Reg is, man. You Slouch, brother, man. Come on. All right, we're here live
Meatball,
with the
man.
Group.
Stop it.
We're here
live with the show.
I'm
hearing we got a lot going on. Let me run through this real quick, and then it's how we do it every time. It's uncut, uncensored. If you can't handle it, hang up. Hey, man.
Hey,
First of all, I want to thank Big Fred again. We on here every weekend, and this is because of Fred, the things that he does. You know, he's the underboss for the Motor City Mafia. Fred, we want to thank you for everything you do for us. Tony won't be here tonight with us unless somebody gets real nasty and get real freaky. He'll get on. He's celebrating a very important day in his life with his wife, and I want to congratulate them on that. And I wish them the best, man. May your life always be good and full of happiness.
Yes, sir.
Now is that time, boy. Let's go. Let's do this, man.
Hold on, Rich. I just want to thank everyone that's supporting this Gruz Talk show on every Sunday. You know, we're here again another week. We're here live, and thanks for everybody that's supporting us, our event, supporting us from everything, from the food, from the staffing, from everything. I want to tell everyone thank you. Thanks for supporting. Thanks for coming to the event. Thanks for everything. And I want to just start this off something different, you know. I just want to see if Reg want to do like a short little prayer for everybody, you know, and then we can just start everything off.
There you go.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for everything you've done for us throughout our lives. We just thank you for a day that we've never seen. We just thank you for watching over us when we didn't watch over ourselves. We'd ask that you watch over our entire families. Continue to keep us on the path that you have written out for our lives. If we stray off, we just ask that you put us back on the right path. We ask that you bless every family of everyone that is listening. We ask that you just continue to guide us, keep us, and hold us. Continue to just keep your arms around us. We just thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, and we're going to thank you for what you're going to do. Ask that you bless every Grudge Racer and every event that is out there. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
All right. Listen.
Couple breaking stories. Breaking stories. First breaking story we got is Dom and Donye are locked in for August 31st. And
5/25.
Another breaking story is Motor City Jimbo is back in behind the seat for Mark Crank.
Uh oh.
And we'll be driving next Saturday.
Uh oh.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
All right now.
Oh,
that's for all of y'all.
Yeah.
That's for all of y'all that said that Jimbo was dead, boy. Y'all got trouble.
Oh man. I'm happy to see Jimbo
I
back in the driver's seat.
Not as fast as it ever been all year. Last night at Milan with Jimmy behind it.
Well, you
know what? You know. We live and un-motherfucking cut. Let me give you my situation of it. Last night I wasn't there, but I got a full report. First off, let me thank our man that's on the board tonight, man, June. You know, shit, he doing the work and we just talking, but he doing all the work. Big Fred over
y'all
there,
that,
I just left his shindig and it was all that. The food was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fellowshipping over there. They had you know, you seen some everybody over there. You seen Lil Carter, Bad Company, Tone out of the Young Money camp. You had Never Scared Fred. He was over there. I mean, everybody was over there just, you know, getting it in, relaxing on a Sunday. How it should be.
That's the way
mm-hmm.
to do it, Big Fred. Way to do it, brother.
I heard last night it was some battles out there. They said Lil Carter is looking real good out there, man, with that pace car. Lil Carter, you got to get... You know, give it up for Lil Carter. He's out there
yes,
looking
sir.
Good. I don't like to put my crew out there, but Skip, they say he's looking better and better every no ET. Johnny Williams, I'd rather die.
Skip looked
come
damn
along.
Good on that pass last night.
That's what they say. I wasn't there, but they say he's looking excellent. Like I said, Mark Crank, one of my favorite cars out there in the no ET. Mark Crank, but Jimbo behind it, I know that's going to be real hard to beat from now on if Jimbo
yeah.
is co-piloting that car.
Well, you
know, real hard.
You know, it's the season's coming to an end, so it's time to start, you know, hitting for that fence, boy. Now I got this real quick for you, Meatball. Skin,
okay.
I just got a text talking about Skin wants to engage.
Okay, I got to let's see if my man, you know what, and that's my bad. Another of the Ride or Die members, Justin with the Trailblazer, I guess went undefeated last night. I guess he put Relentless Racing Team G8 on the trailer, and whoever else he ran, I already had a good night. My bad, Jay, for leaving you out of there. Skins want to like I got to get with and see how the truck did. The truck hold up because I wasn't there last night. I want to know did a hope anything didn't break on it or anything so I can find out.
Well, Skin was the message says that Skin wants to lock in for the 31st. So if you can get it together with your man, hey Skin, all y'all got to do call in, hit the one button. I know somebody gonna tell you for sure. Cause you know Shorty.
Hey,
also his name is mentioned.
Also, if the guys from New Jersey, Mark and Steph, if y'all listening, press the one button. Skip is trying to lock up with Bud Light. You know, we're trying to lock up with you guys, and, you know, I haven't heard from y'all. But, yeah, y'all listening, y'all know somebody that knows Mark or Steph from New Jersey, the camp over there, that has Bud Light and Showtime. Skip, Batmobile from Ride or Die is ready to lock in for the 31st. Motor to motor.
Come on
with
it. Come on with it.
Hey, don't forget, Sub-Zero and
SVO.
SVO out the back door.
SVO.
Yes. You got Aaron and Leon, and you got Turbo
yep.
GT and Boost 12, and...
That's right, guys.
You got Turbo GT and Raj. If Raj, I think the car be ready back then. They're going out the back door. And the bad, I think pound for pound, one of the toughest grudge races out. Matt Paul says he engaging everybody that sits close to him within a half a mile.
Yeah, Matt won't run.
Matt Paul said he would run you for a Mountain Dew. Yes, sir.
He said what? He'll run who for a Mountain Dew?
He's running for a Mountain Dew right now.
That's my type of racer. All he want to do is run. That's what's up.
Hey, quietest kept. It might be, and you know, I might be premature for saying this, but it might be a Dougie sighting next week. And if he's on the premise,
they say Dougie may. Now I don't know if that's true either, but I heard it may be a Dougie sighting.
Hey, don't
with a
don't say the Don't let it be a surprise.
Yeah.
Now, is Dougie coming as a spec? You know, I gotta ask these questions.
He's coming to ride.
He's coming to run.
He's coming to pilot.
That's all I wanted to hear.
One of the best drivers out there is Dougie. One of the best drivers
pound
out there
pound.
Is Dougie.
Yeah. Pound for pound. And we just gonna pile on a bunch of breaking news.
That's
and
it.
Word on the street is Chris Tootin's bringing his car to test, and we're hearing that Mr. Hines is bringing his car to test, and if they can agree up on something, it's a race. Theo Hines.
Hold on.
But
Hines coming from Ohio to engage with the Green Machine,
if they can work something out.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. For those that are listening, those that ain't sure what they planning on doing, August the 31st. Listen, man, get your ass down there. Don't call nobody during the race. Don't get on the internet trying to get updates. Because no matter what anybody tell you, it ain't the same.
Oh,
if you ain't there, you done missed it, boy.
And a matchup I want to see a rerun of is Little Cotter and the Riddler. Johnny Williams from Ride or Die. They ran yesterday.
Oh, okay. And how did that work out?
Cotter beat him.
Okay, well, shit. Congratulations to Cotter on the win. What did you guys have over there at Miley?
They had an OET and a one-and-done show they were shooting.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I think it's going to be hard to say what's the heavy hitter of that day next week because you got all these grudge races locked in. Then you got we kicking out $5,000 for the winner, last man standing. You talking about a high... You know, a powerful event, an event with some heavy hitters, and you know, getting knocked the hell out if you don't keep your guards up. Event, and we gonna have good weather too at the best track in the Midwest.
What's the deal with the event?
Hey, before I go any further, we gotta give Bookie some love because Bookie been working his ass off for us, man.
There you go.
Bookie been supporting the hell out of us, making sure these races are locked up. He's the main orchestrator of the getting Donye here and getting that race locked up. So, you know, mad love to Bookie, man, for just setting these races up, man. That guy's amazing.
I mean, the name says it all. That's Bookie. That's what he do, baby. That's just what he do.
But man, what people got to look forward to? You got to look forward to a family friendly event. You got an excellent track. You got a perfect atmosphere. You got no drama. You got the baddest grudge races in the Midwest and in the country coming to show down. We gonna feed you. We got bouncies for the kids. We got entertainment for the fans. We just bringing out. We're not holding anything back. It's the last two races we have of the season. Slouch and Tone doing their thing. We're gonna have Fred and his crew on the grill. We're gonna have Meatball emceeing for us. We gonna have a whole nine. And we ain't even talking about the races that we ain't even told y'all about that setup. So. I mean, from 11 a.m. all the way till midnight, we're going to be riding.
That's what's happening, man.
And we got the mini bike and four-wheeler shootout, too.
There you go. Hey, now I'm going to keep it real. That's something new to me, which I definitely want to see, boy. Because, you know, my things are real tight right now. Motherfucker might have to just move over and jump on a mini bike. Shit, I ain't got a problem. Racing is racing. Shit.
Man, you gonna look. You like I said, you if you haven't experienced a number one slouch or a Little Tony event, you have to come and experience.
Again, we put it on for the races. We got the baddest races around. These guys put it on the line. They do it every week. But I one of the most important things I forgot to mention is for the fake-ass racers, we do have a bouncy for them. But they do, you know, they can get in there and lock in with the kids all they want.
Hey, Riz.
Yeah.
For the fake-ass racers, do they get like an armband so they can just keep going in and out of the bouncy and they ain't got to wait?
No, they just get a rubber band. They don't get nothing real.
Hey, I got another text. You know how my guys do this. The city of Chicago is requesting that for the last man standing, all you have to do on the check is put Chicago, Illinois. They will fill in whatever name goes on top. He says you might as well have that pre-printed and ready to go, man. Cause they coming to.
Hey, man, look. I'm going out. And my prediction is the Final Four is going to be all Michigan.
Hey, Reg, I heard that.
Hey, it's a free concert.
Event, I heard that. That's very correct. I heard that the last event, I heard that.
You heard it the last event, and he won it, hands down. New players in the game. You got a Final Four, Michigan.
Illinois. Now I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. As long as y'all don't set it up to where Illinois cannot get across that borderline, y'all got trouble, man. It ain't never gonna be a walk in the park. This ain't New York, baby. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, you know what'd be a good one on the meatball matchup? You know what would be a good one on meatballs matchup? I like to see Raj and Little Ron go at it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be a good race there.
That would be a good race. Like I said, Raj ain't turning nothing down but his collar.
I tell you this, whoever leaves, again, you know, anything can happen in racing. Both cars make a clean pass. Whoever leaves first, you can forget about the other guy. He ain't gonna on either side of the ladder, ain't either one of them gonna drive around. I feel that's how close I feel those two are. That'd be a real good race there.
Hey, Meatball, that's a great matchup, Meatball. I think you need to post that tonight on Facebook.
Now you talking man, Meatball? That, you talking out the back door, or 8th Mile?
Either or be a good race.
Yeah. I honestly haven't seen your man's car out the back door.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I still want to see White Trash and Bumblebee though.
Man, listen, man. My understanding again.
I'll leave that one alone just to see Ave and Lil Tony get out.
Yeah. That one there, if you can get him to lock in, Tone will engage with him immediately.
I would love to see that.
That he will. And again, even with White Trash, my understanding, hold on a second, 313-0178, your mic is open. You open,
man. I'm just listening to y'all saying what y'all like to see White Trash and start off the face of the earth, though.
I don't know, because again, I'm on this side of the border, but I would definitely like to see that.
Junior, I'm going to keep it real. Don't get the fans excited because
I'm going to keep it real right now. I was given these orders.
Okay.
If Wayne or anyone of the Never Scared crew were to come on wanting to engage with Little Tony, I was given express orders, lock that shit in.
They can't, they was given orders not to get on the show, or nor can they come over to Little Tony's show.
Okay, again, I'm going to go back to this, Kimo. I can't say nothing because if I wasn't there, I didn't hear it, I can't say that's what the issue is. You know, if it is like that, if it is like that, then you know what? They wrong, because whatever those issues are, those were issues between that individual and Tone. That ain't got nothing to do with anybody else. Another thing is, and this is the only thing I'm going to say about it, before that individual came up this way or came into this here, you guys all knew each other. You guys all raced against each other. Y'all talked shit about each other. Y'all were doing this shit way before anybody else or any other organization. My understanding is this, man. If you guys knew each other before that, that's going to be gone one day. Sooner or later, it'll be up and gone. Where are you going to be stuck at when it's gone? You know? You'll never go against yours. But that's my understanding. But again, like I said, if Wayne or anyone from Never Scared Racing would like to engage with Little Tony and the Bumblebee, being that he is not here today, he gave express orders, Junior, lock that shit in. You know?
Okay.
Other than that,
I don't know why the Never Scared Cheerleaders ain't got their pom-poms pumping right now.
Well, I mean, they wanted to engage you, Timo. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you prepared for the 31st, brother?
Oh, absolutely.
Hello? Okay. I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to be no cakewalk, baby. Ain't nothing, don't nothing easy come from Chicago, bro. You know?
Yeah. Nothing but the money.
Huh? Well, I nothing but the money. Hey, you see that? Now, you say that, Kimo, my understanding, the last time any money that was spent or transferred was spent and transferred in the malls of Chicago. Ain't that right, Donye? Thank you. Yeah.
Well, we can't win them. Hey, listen, Junior, if we win them all, then y'all won't come back to play. You got to let
stop that. Just for real, there's certain individuals, when y'all see them rolling through the gate, y'all like, shit, I might as well pack my shit and go home. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's understandable.
Junior, we just don't want to win them all, and then y'all say we cheat and
shit.
We let him get away that day.
You know what, though? Call me a cheater, Kimo, because I'm trying to win them all, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to win them all.
Malaya.
All right, Ridge,
give these guys a rundown for that shootout on the 31st, what the buy-in is, what the payout is, and what are the rules for the class.
All right, Slot, you there with that?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, you got some guys that may know, may not know, may be interested.
Want me to say
it?
Want me to lay it out, Red?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lay it out.
Okay. Well, we having a last man standing. It's a $250 buy-in. It's a guaranteed $5,000 purse to the winner. The tire size is 29.5 and smaller, or 315 and smaller. Any engine combo, any rear suspension, front stock suspension, no chassis cars or class cars. It's head up, no bars, head up 8 mile, track rules. And winner takes all.
Now, you said that's a guarantee.
No,
what?
Guaranteed 5,000.
Guaranteed 5,000.
There you go. That's what's up.
The driver's meeting. The driver's meetings is at 2 o'clock. We're going to have all the drivers there. We're going to lock in the money at, underneath the tower. We're going to pull names for rounds. 2 o'clock is the driver's meeting. 4 o'clock it starts for the shootout. And also, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, is it 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock? 1 o'clock meeting
o'clock.
Is for the mini bike and four-wheeler shootout. And they're going to start the shootout at 3 o'clock. Then it takes them 30, 40 minutes for them to prep the track and get time for them to run the cars for the shootout.
Now, what's the deal with the mini bike and four wheeler shootout? Is that just open?
It's
going to
be mini bikes. It's going to be mini bike versus. Nope, it's going to be mini bike versus mini bikes. We're going to have for the mini bikes. It's going to be a mini bike small block versus mini bike small block and big block versus big block. And on the four wheelers, it's just four wheelers in general. For the four wheelers, there will be no knobby tires. Everyone has to wear a helmet, a race jacket, and pants. There will be no shorts wearing for any other mini bikes. Now, actually, there will be no shorts, period, put it that way, for your safety and for the track safety.
And also, but
everyone has to wear.
Go ahead. As in first track rules, in the pits, if you are caught speeding or being reckless in the pit areas, you're out of there. We don't care if you get in five minutes and paid your money. Your ass is out of there because we have kids, we have mothers, we have family members that's going to be out there. So we expect you guys to be considerate of the pedestrians and the patrons of the track. We don't need that. We ain't had it these past 4 years, and we're not going to have it. Also, if you don't have a green wristband, you are not going past the yellow line. So I'm telling everybody up front, if we're only allowing the pit crew to go past those yellow lines. No, there's not going to be any standing on the wall. Everybody's going to have a yellow wristband. Green wristbands for pit, VIP is for gets you right behind the water box. But track rules, no standing in the island where the starter is. We are not going to have any of that. That's because talking with the drivers, they said it's hard for them to concentrate, and they're more concerned of not hitting people standing around than getting their race on. And then also we saw where one of our own guys kind of stepped in the beams because he was trying to push people back or not paying attention and set the Hulk's car off. I mean, lights. He engaged their lights.
Yeah.
So to present all of that, we're telling everybody up front on the show tonight and spread the word. It's going to be on Facebook, the rules, and we're going to put it on Motown Muscle and the other Yellow Bullet and the other side, on Motor City Rogers site. We're going to put all those rules and things we expect. We expect people to really cooperate with us because we're kind of looking out for you, but we're also looking out for the drivers. We got to make sure the drivers are safe. We got to make sure they stay focused on their game because they got money on the line, and they can't get. When you guys are blocking the burnout box or standing on the side of them, it distracts them. So they don't do it down south. We ain't gonna do it up here.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, safety purpose reasons only. That's what it's for.
My question is, what impact do you think Jimbo's about to make next week?
That can be real ugly. That can be real ugly. I'm gonna state my opinion on that. One is Jimbo. Yeah, Jimbo can drive. Jimbo can talk a lot of shit. Jimbo knows how to get in somebody's head. A combination like that with, you said he's driving Mark Crank's car? No. Or Brian Davis, which one?
No, Mark Crane.
Okay. That car right there is a handful in itself. I honestly think that's going to be an ugly combination there. You know, and if they let Jimbo do what he does, oh yeah, you gonna get plenty of action and there's gonna be plenty of trouble.
Jimbo ain't gonna do shit.
Now I say, hold on now. I say this, Kimo. I say this on y'all side of the border now, because they come on this side, they gonna get their brains beat in. You know, but is he gonna make noise? Hell yeah, he gonna make noise. You know. He's going to shake it up. Yeah, that could be ugly. Now, are they coming to grudge race? Are they coming for the shootout? Or are they trying to do both?
Both.
Oh,
they're coming for
they're
both.
Being both. I know they're coming for the shootout. But they definitely going to grudge.
Okay. Hey, Red Slouch, I got some hands up here. You want me to run through this real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Don't knock all of them.
Let me hit this one first. 404-3716, your mic is open. 404-3716, your mic is open.
You know what, Junior? It's a lot of new guys maybe on here. Let them know what is 404. You know, let them know when they press the 1 button and their phone number and area code, because a lot of people probably knew. They don't know, you know, what's going on when you call the numbers.
When I say the numbers, what I'm saying, because I don't want to put nobody's full phone number out there, what I'm saying is the first three digits, your area code, and the last four digits of your number. If you want to speak, all you have to do, just press the 1 button one time on your phone, and the board will light up, and I'll get you guys in as soon as I can. Now, I've been noticing also, a lot of times I open up mics, the people haven't hit the 1 button, but I don't know if it's an issue with the board or what it is, that a lot of times the board's lit up and you know, ain't nobody coming on. But let me go to the next one. We got 414-6614. Your mic is open.
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
This Stokes, man. Eastside Stranglers.
What's going
What's up,
on,
man?
Nobody.
What's happening?
Chilling out, man. Getting ready for Saturday. Yeah. I hear you.
Hey, man.
I hear you.
There you go. You know, I heard that.
He ain't trying to say what he want to say. Sure will.
Brother, tell him what y'all
we coming up. We'll be there Saturday.
You strangled anybody lately?
No, we ain't been doing nothing lately. Last ass couple we took was by Leon. That's it. But we willing to engage.
Yeah,
Eastside, tell him what you working with, Eastside.
Hey, y'all know we got the Hulk.
There you go.
We running with the Hulk.
There you go.
We might bring a little something new. We still trying to see what's going on.
It's a prayer motor.
Shit, how you like it?
Hold on, I'm just asking, baby. Don't get tough with me, baby.
I'm serious, shit. Yeah,
Kimo,
I'm going to tell you like this, man.
That's the answer you were supposed to give it to him. How you like it?
Yeah.
Shit.
I'll put you just like this. We willing to engage, and that's it.
That's why I asked, what are you engaging with, nitrous or motor? You feel me?
Well, I feel what you're saying, but I don't know. When we get there, you know, everything's got to be talked about first. Just have it they want. Have it like this. Have my man feel suit how he want to go that day.
Kimo, this is what I'm going to tell you my man is saying, man. The Eastside Stranglers will be at U.S. 131, Martin, Michigan, looking to engage, man. Ain't nothing else need to be said. Don't matter what color the car is, what color pants he got on. Listen, man, they coming to engage. That's it, man.
Ain't no need to bring your race car to the track and just sit there and look at them all, you know. Or make a thousand shake out there.
That's how I feel about a lot of stuff, but from what I hear, a lot of Chicago guys, they don't run class cars and shit.
I mean, shit.
I talked about that on a couple of other shows about it. That class car, I wouldn't take that chance either. If you build a car to gamble your car, man, I wouldn't do that. I want to race a class race if I'm gambling.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I want to race y'all class race. I'm going to tell you this. That was an error on your behalf. I'm going to tell you why. Anytime you go to engage with a man, now listen what I'm saying. Anytime you go to engage with a man, you need to know
all I'm saying is y'all want us to race class races. Y'all race class races too. I hear old boy jump on the radio. We don't race class racers. You know, they say junior class racers, so they don't race them. He want us to race SVO, but they won't race junior. What kind of shit is that?
Well, okay, Kimo, you know why? Because you missing the picture there. They ain't trying to race. Let me tell you this, and I'm not saying nothing wrong. I'm going to use this as an example. Please do not take this the wrong way. But if, let's say, I'm going to pick two neutral people that, I'm going to pick two of the slowest cars that I know that love the grudge race. I'm going to pick Lenny and I'm going to pick Skin. Okay? These are street cars, drive around, you know, daily drivers, whatever. I guarantee you, if it was one of them calling out E-Works with any of their cars and they was class racers, they would engage with his ass. Okay? The problem is they don't want to engage with Junior, not because he's a class racer, but because I honestly think they don't think they got to win. That's my opinion. If I'm wrong, it's real easy. Come to the line and tear that man's head off, you know?
Hey, Junior, real quick. Tony says, open the line up for 404. Hold on a second, I lost it.
That line is open. That line, 404, 3716, your line's been open.
404-3716.
Yeah, his line's been open.
What's going on, Mr. Junior? Kimo?
What's up? What's going on?
It's the one and motherfucking only. I'm loaded up right now. I just want to let everyone know that the Motor City Mafia will be in the house. And if you're a class car and you sit on 28. 275, 315. Get your ass down, man. And if you a small block, you sit on 28 or 29, get your ass down, man. And if you just an all lot motherfucker, and then you mess around and say the wrong thing, get your ass down. The great white will be there. The yellow car will be there. The green car will be there. And motherfuck anybody that move.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. If you don't like what I said, the only way you can shut me up, motherfucker, slap me in the mouth with a deposit and down on your ass, I go mandatory.
Tight man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tight man. You bullshitting, man. You would.
If we don't have all three of them there, I'm gonna give you $3,000. Now tell a bitch to lock up in.
We.
Okay.
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that? I know you live
out of this class shit. See, we got a car in the camp that it don't mind showing this class neither. Nah.
Right.
So you know
you
all these people calling this and that. Now we don't like the race class cause we don't. But since these motherfuckers going to bring them out on us, tell a bitch to get their ass down and let us throw up one of them 40s or 30s on a bitch. Get your ass down. Nah.
God,
hey, Ty, man, you shit got really quiet, didn't you? That shit, hey.
Oh, yeah.
That shit across the United States. Y'all here?
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, we just feeling a type of way, Junior Timo. You know, Motor City Mafia, we ain't showed out like we supposed to, but damn it, it's on now. I'm telling you, I just hooked up to my trailer right now.
Would you be fucking, I catch a lot of flaps about my sucking dick and all that. Will you be looking for Wayne and them with that bumblebee?
Is they motherfucker? I bet you. Let me tell you something. See, I announced that I'm coming. I'm almost willing to bet a motherfucker they don't show up in the goddamn place. If they show up, they ass belong to me, man.
Tight. Now I'm gonna ask a question. Is they not gonna show up because Jay Bonds told them they can't, or they scared? Which one is?
Hold up. Let me tell you something. I don't know a man, and I'm going to say, listen to what I'm saying. I don't know a man that will do what he want to do and do what he want to do. You know, the thing is, they might not have seen nothing they like.
Okay.
Hey,
and then,
man,
you know,
it's time out for the
typing racing. This weekend coming up, it's time to get your ass down. Now you can, we'll do this, we'll do that. Well, motherfucker, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told my wife we got to do your birthday shit on Tuesday, and just go and I'm going to throw up some mall money. Yeah, go ahead.
There you go. Now, Type Man, again, for those who didn't hear it, tell me if I'm wrong, tell me. You have a class car that you will engage anyone that comes, you said, on a 28 or a 275 or a 315. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so that means for any class car which would like to engage, can I say this like Tony says, lock your fag ass in.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now you got the bumblebee. Small block on spray, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Lock your fag ass in. And then you got that cold killer.
Great white.
The great white.
And it ain't
Jerry Cooney either. Lock your fag ass in.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Hey, I got some mics here I got to open up. Let me see who else
you
got. Maybe it's somebody that's looking to engage or somebody who's looking to bow out. I don't know. 312-4529,
your mic is open.
Mm-hmm.
312-4529, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Shut on Kim in the house, baby.
Shut on Kim. What's happening?
Smitty. What's happening, man? We just listening, baby. I'm coming up in the show for sure, all right?
That's what's up, man.
Hey, Jimmy, you guys, you don't push it. Just push your collar, man, on that check. Leave it blank.
I told him what was said to me. I had a text. It said, all you have to do is add at the bottom, Chicago, Illinois. The name, leave it out, because they're going to fill in whatever name it is. But that check will be going to Illinois, goddamn it, shit. Yes, sir.
Hey,
Tony, we'll set off Kill
be
in the house.
Hey, Junior, let Set on Kia know they ain't safe neither this weekend.
Hey, make his hands full with Don Yee. Tell him all that wiggle stuff. We ain't studying all that wiggle stuff, you mean?
Yeah, bullshit ain't nothing.
Oh, damn.
Hold on. So you saying Donye? So you saying Donye is looking
wrong,
to engage with? Hey,
Junior, is that little
can we get a lock in on that? Can we get that locked in and confirmed?
I can't confirm that, but Donye ain't not studying.
He's still wiggling
out. Tell
Tight Man,
quit wiggling. Or stay still.
Hey, Tight Man.
Who wiggling?
The man said y'all wiggling.
From who?
I mean, you know.
From,
huh?
From who?
From Donye. From Donye.
Hey, man.
Let me tell you something, man. Donye got a little dude look like Snoop Dolly Dog and another little dude that they just want to see us get it on so bad. But, Junior, we the ones traveling. Do you think we running? You never see a motherfucker do all this traveling that's running.
Hey, Junior, they said it worried about what time size the joke got to have on.
Hey, you know what? For Donye. Okay, Donye want to keep them balloons on, right?
I don't know what he got
y'all
on that.
Keep them on. Y'all look, listen to my demo. Y'all keep them fucking balloons on. Take the bars off, the fisted bars off. Hey, y'all motherfuckers, bet all this money. Bet all this money, y'all think it's sweet. Huh?
Come on, man.
Hey, well, fuck it, man. You done pissed me off. If Donye come into place, man, down on his ass, we'll go.
That's what I wanted to know.
Wait,
okay.
Like that.
And Donye knows that.
It's no secret. This is Smitty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought you was Lil Ryan. I'm going to try to lock Lil Ryan.
Yep, I'm going to get you an ice cream. Okay.
He's going to be there. We come to Chicago, come
okay.
To show up and show out. And the time.
Hey, Smitty. I want to let old boy know if Donye don't come to the track this weekend, we will be at Big Drag Race on the 22nd. So I'm tired of this Donye shit, man. It's time for us to get it on. I'm tired of it.
We're
not going to keep throwing another Regal up. Man, I don't know what I'm talking about. We scared of Donye. Man, lock Donye ass in, man. I'm tired of this.
My understanding is that Donye is locked in to run the Mexican. Smitty, all you got to tell them is Set on Kill will be in the house, man. You ain't got to tell them nothing else.
We still be.
Especially.
Hey, man. I know the most wanted Set on Kill won't be in the house. I triple that motherfucker to come up. 131.
Yeah. We'll be in the house.
That motherfucker B is better not show nowhere past. He better not come nowhere past.
Ooh.
The Macy's Airline, goddamn.
Have your
beard
right there. If beard's coming,
he better not show past the Macy's Dixon line. Down on his ass, I go.
I'm gonna show you how bad a motherfucker wants Biz, right? Biz got a chance to just sit in the truck and just fucking ride, man. That's all he gotta do. Bring Lil Junior, sit in the truck and fucking ride. I'm gonna have my driver to drive his ass up there and we gonna do something to him with this yellow car, man. Now I'll tweet the rest. I ain't asked him to spend nothing in the tank. I just told him to lock his ass in, man.
I'm not speaking on his behalf, but, you know, people might have prior engagements and things of that sort. So y'all need to get off of it, man. If the man ain't here to defend himself.
By you being a Chicago native man, Junior, this man was supposed to call back into the show 14 days ago and tell us what the fuck his driver was doing. Do you remember I told you I know what my driver do and what all our drivers do and tunas and everything else? Okay, if you want to know, on the 22nd of September, We'll be in Montgomery Motorsports. That's over 30 days out. I know what the fuck my driver and tuner's going to be doing. So why is it so hard to find out? And he crash race too, Junior. You know he crash race, right? Same thing as me, goddamn driver. So all them excuses, man, go lay down, Junior. Go lay down. Chicago,
hey,
you're going to
Hey, tight man, maybe his dog ate the phone charger or something, man. He ain't get over the call, man.
No.
You got to talk to the driver, Junior.
Hey, man, y'all going to stay off of Biz, man. All right? The man done
beat
himself already, man. He a champ. He a champ, man.
Hey, it's easy to keep the champ. It's easy to keep that label champ if you ain't motherfucking fighting either. You know?
Well, I mean, when
you ain't fighting.
Hey, you know, he's watching all these prospects come up. He's going to find somebody who's going to fit the profile.
He's going to engage.
Hey, Junior. Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior, why they going to have him July 27th? They came over there. Why they come in?
What was that?
Why they ain't grab a hotel July 27th at his own house, in his backyard?
I don't know. That's a good question. How come he was at 41 nobody engaged him?
Smitty
said that question was open to anybody.
Yes. He was there at 41 that little track we went to in the cornfield where Biz had his show at. We brought the Riga and we had Snap Dog 901 in the mouth. Did y'all not enjoy that show?
Oh, that was a nice show, but they looking for you too, Tech Man.
Who looking for you?
They looking
for you too. Oh, 901 bad boy?
Yeah, 901 looking for you too.
Hold up, let me let you know, I locked their ass in last Friday, 106 or better, and the dude with the name Gazillionaire, how you call yourself a gazillionaire and you come on the mic and say you got the extra $1,000? We want him to bring an extra goddamn $5. He says, man, gazillionaire. What the fuck does he look like betting $1,000? How the boy want to bet that? His name is Gazillionaire.
But see,
sometimes when you have a name, that don't mean that you actually that type of person, you know.
His name is no longer the Zillionaire. His name is like 2 Chainz before he came up. He did it, boy.
I don't like nobody talking.
Hey,
I don't like nobody talking about nobody without them being on the phone now. Hold on now. That's real easy. 6:30, 15:51. Your mic is open.
Wait a minute.
6:30, 15:51. Your mic is open. Would you like to speak this to anybody? Hello?
What are they talking about? I got this G-body for their ass, and they can bet the motherfucking sky.
Listen, Clown Car,
whatever. You just open up your big ass mouth like Cold Killer. Junior, did he or did he not just say that?
Yes, I did.
Morning. It's too late for me to call him now. I'm going to call him in the morning, and then we're going to call him lock your ass in.
Well, you got the number. That motherfucker needs to be on speed.
I'll show him the fuck got it.
You brought your ass on that show, and you talking about I got the extra $1,000. Bitch, we expect you, you to come
in. The man, hold on. The man came up to your place. You and your man steady trying to raise. Like, y'all don't want to race the man. Y'all trying to buy a motherfucker race.
Guess what? Guess what? The video, we ain't trying to buy no race, but let me tell you what that man fucking said. That man said he was going $3,000 off the debt. He can kiss my ass for $3,000.
Whatever.
So he went from $3,000 to $6,000, and we got him going the way we wanted him going. So guess what? You hit him out and make that bitch turn into a five-digit pot. Don't talk us to death.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to call you tomorrow then. We're going to see what's going to happen. We're going to see if you motherfuckers get in reverse.
Hold on. 404-353-3716, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We're going to see.
404-353-3716.
Hey, Junior, that's all I got to say. I ain't got to say nothing.
You sitting up there, motherfucker. Man, Motor City Mafia in the house, motherfucker, on this weekend, man. Get y'all ass down with that class car. Get out of the motherfucking car. He was not running to Rico.
Oh, okay.
He was not running to Rico.
Yeah, because you motherfuckers don't want to take that motherfucking L. That's why.
Hey,
I'll make that
right.
Table when I get the motherfucker.
What? We ain't worried about taking an L, but see, when you got a goddamn. When you got a quarter horse and you got a goddamn work horse, you put the two horses together. Motherfucker, we don't show no time.
Watch
we don't flash the board. That's what other people do.
Cat, you don't never pet a cat, much less feed it. When you do that shit, That motherfucker's coming back every time. Shit.
You are fucking right. Hey, I see a cat on my front porch, I throws a rock at that motherfucker. If he come back, I'm throwing a beer bottle at that motherfucker. I want to make sure he don't never come back to my house.
So, tight man, y'all didn't welcome that man with open arms. Y'all didn't know he was moving that way?
Well, you got to look. He made his first stop in Holly Springs on the transition, I think. And he got his asshole blown out, and he hadn't even made it over here where we really do racing at.
Ah,
you know.
Well,
I mean, shit.
You know, sometimes people think the grass is greener across the street, and guess what? It ain't, man. Shit.
But guess what, Junior? This is what a lot of people don't understand about that grass. You know, hay start out green, too, when it's growing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey man, you know, y'all gonna leave our ex governor alone, man. Do me that favor, man. I don't be picking on that bum ass governor y'all got over there. Yeah. Listen, this is the Michigan show, and your governor of Michigan has that I remember. I think on one occasion, I may be wrong, he may have participated. Other than that, y'all governor hasn't participated here. Not to defend himself, not to engage, or even to tell me, hey, Junior, you know what? Fuck you. Not even that. Yeah, I take a fuck you real easy, too. All right?
Amen.
So leave our ex-governor alone, and our governor right now, you really need to leave him alone because he a cold killer, boy. Yeah.
Cole Killer say he's trying to kill Illinois' governor.
Well, guess what? I'm gonna say this, and I may be out of place, make my spit red, but he don't need to engage y'all right now. He got other fishes in the water.
That's the realest thing I heard right now. Just being honest.
That man is getting racist, and I wouldn't come and run underneath him. Dye doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's locked in right now to run the executioner.
We talked to Donye, and we done talked to Donye, and we know where Donye stand at.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know what for, but
we want to run him. He want to run us. But shit, if he get these ducks, keep coming his way. Like I'm telling him, I'm gonna win with you. So you know, there's something the fans want to see, but it's gonna have to happen.
He gotta grab it. You're right.
Yeah.
It's gotta happen. As long as he got them ducks in a row, shit, he got to keep knocking them off.
We run at Donye, believe it or not, we talk shit at Donye, but man, that man got two ducks down here. He got T5 and he got Big O. Come on, man. Neither one of them want to come at us. Oh, don't say he coming. But he'll go at Donye quicker than he'll go at us. So get what? I just tell Donye when I see him, keep getting your hustle on, man. This shit is a hustle.
That's right. That's correct.
And there's people like goddamn my big buddy Gazillionaire that want to bring these class races in. That if you, Junior, beat a class racer and he done flashed up a monster time, who in the hell you going to care that you didn't go that time?
Nobody.
Nobody. So guess what? The thing is, this shit is a hustle, man. If you can hit you a bitch across the eye for $3,000, $5,000, or whatever you can, two weekends out of the month, man, these ducks paying for you to live.
That's right.
That's the biggest thing with the class, dog. And then it's mighty funny. Class racers, when they throw a race, a grudge racer was never welcome there. As far as the brain, oh, we got a grudge race, we're going to run in that y'all race. Now we don't do that. But now all of a sudden, class raising done took a shit, and here they come. Oh, we want to grudge raise. Because you got some money don't make you a grudge raiser, man. We live, breathe, and eat, and shit this sleep, this shit, man. The shit talking. The shit we do. It's like we the underworld of racing, but now we getting all the shine. And then here they come on coming.
Right.
And they come with cars they done flagged the time up with for the last 3 to 5 years. And then you want to draw on somebody because you think you done flashed these gorilla numbers up. Man, go lay your weak ass down. You won't race up?
That's right. You know what it is.
Wait for Duck to throw a race and anybody else where you've been flashing your time because we ain't call you. Notice the thing is, grudge racers ain't calling class racers. Class racers calling grudge racers. Grudge will understand
you know
that we,
you know
we
hey,
are
you know
in
why?
Power.
We the flavor of the week. That's what it is, you know. The class, don't get me wrong, the class races, they got decent shows, but they're dying. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you get so many rules in there that all you're doing is killing the class for the most part, you know. With us over here, there is no rule. Basically, there is no rule. Engage. That's our rule, you know. Be somewhere close to me, you know, and even in some cases, I love it. You're going to see a big car back half with a bar, run a stock suspension, small block car, and get his brains beat in. Come on, you don't see that shit in class racing. Hell no.
Exactly, man. Jesus. Exactly. And right now, we the hottest thing going on, grudge racing. It ain't, don't get me wrong, started out class racing, another class racing at a class event.
Yeah.
At a class event.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just real talk. And I ain't got nothing against them, but it's our time now, man. You know how many
that's
times
right.
we with cars have taken and went to a class event and watched them and we was fans? Well, now tell them to sit their ass down and watch us because now they the fans.
I'm going to tell you this. They watching. They watching real good. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't be trying to partake in it, you know?
Yeah, you know, that killed me when a dude, it's a difference. Now, let me show you something. It's a difference if you got a dude that take, and he been with the grudge racers, never left, and
yeah.
He would class race, grudge race a little bit. It's yada, yada, but motherfuckers go up there, they throwing up outrageous times and then want to come over here and talk about, oh, we got some money, we'll race you. Man, go lay your ass down.
The thing is that they don't understand. They killed they hustle the minute they posted them times.
Right.
The minute
but
they wasn't
racing for hustling.
Right.
They was
right.
Racing to say, look at what I'm working with. We race to
right,
try to
right.
No, you ain't gonna get your money back out of a car. But when you get them little 5,000s, them little 10s, or you get these little parts to keep your program going, man, ain't nothing like beating a motherfucker and watch that W come on.
That's right.
They race for trophies, we race for parts. And then all of a sudden,
that's right.
Now you want to come over here, man. Y'all, grudge world, wake up. Come on. Now they can start throwing them some classes,
I'm going to tell you this, Tyke. I know a lot of guys that if it weren't for the situation or the circumstance, these dudes got real fast cars. Listen, these motherfuckers will run for a bag of chips and a soda. Man, they just trying
right.
to feed the motherfuckers' brains in, man. You know? That's what we do. You know? When you look at grudge racers, listen, I can't say for most of the country. But in Chicago.
Hey, man. Hey,
listen,
Junior, I'll tell you one thing. I will race beers for a Coke, a cherry Coke.
And you know what? That's what it is. We used to, Timo, we used to run Mercedes, Suburbans, Cadillacs. Hondas. Don't get me wrong. Hondas and Toyotas. We weren't doing it like these import guys were doing it. These were straight up daily driving work cars. Shit, get your ass to the line. You know, when the MSS Empires came out, you know, everybody and their mama had one. Man, listen, man, we used to run them suckers out on the street, man, 8, 9, 10, 15 times a night, man. Same two cars, because every time whoever left first, they were so close, that's who won. I mean, shit.
Right.
But that's what we do. That's what we do. It don't matter. Listen, I don't care. Man, I done seen motherfuckers race on foot. Motherfucker, I seen a pair of motherfuckers come out on roller skates one time. Damn near broke their neck, but shit, they got it. Hey, dude, damn near snapped his neck. Shit, but they got it off, man. That's what we do. Shit.
Now, Junior, how many times you seen that kind of shit there go on at a class race?
Never. Never.
Okay. That's what
Never.
Makes us unique in what we do. We, you know, we have one main objective when we come to the track as grudge racers, man. We trying to win some money. If it's on feet, if it's spitting, if it's throwing
right.
to the line, it don't make no difference. We just come. It's like going to Vegas when you go to a grudge race. So, you know.
That's right.
Motherfuckers talking about a class race. I'm tired of that shit there, man. That shit there is getting
well,
old.
I mean, you got... You guys got the green machine. So again, for those that are class racers out of Illinois, you know, y'all know I talk shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers think you fast. Y'all think y'all doing something. Engage with this man. Ain't no way you supposed to let anybody come. If you from Wisconsin, you ain't supposed to let nobody come from any other state. If you from Michigan, you from Illinois. You ain't supposed to let nobody come into your house and dictate nothing. Man, beat their motherfucking brains if they cross that state line. Now, tight man, I'm saying this for a reason. You are coming cross country as a representative of the Motor City Mafia. All right? It's a family thing. But you know what? You had to cross Illinois. If you cross Illinois, there better be a motherfucker waiting to engage your ass. Shit. So the next time you come here, you can go through Pennsylvania, Ohio, and bypass Illinois. Goddamn it. Shit.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, sir. Hey, Ridge.
I got me
a couple hands here. Let me see what's happening, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know we've been at it for a minute. 219-4018. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? 219.
What we got here, Terry?
Yeah, what's going on? Kimo, what's up?
What's up,
Terry?
What's happening, man?
What's up, Terry?
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
If we got any class cars out of Indiana, Illinois, which you can, you have access to or you may speak to, please get one of them to engage with a tight man in the green machine.
I got to say, and Kimo knows, I mean, I can talk for the SVO and everyone's saying it's a class car now, but there's the SVO had posted some times, but they're not. Times, you know what I mean? And I'll explain the SVO. We go to some of these races, the NMCA stuff, because our tuner's there. Like,
right.
This weekend, everyone has seen the time. Our fastest time was an 889 or an 898. That's the only reason we go to those, is because our tuner's there, and he's been tuning on the car. So... I mean, so now we're, you know what I mean? But we like to race. It don't matter. You know, if it's up here, if there's nothing going on, we want to go somewhere and do something. You know, we just don't sit around on the weekend, so.
Well, I'm going to say this. If you posted a time, I understand for the most part, nobody wants to engage because they don't want nobody knowing how close you are to X
right.
number.
Right.
But other than the reality of it is, everybody knows what they can run. And when you whoop a guy by a car or two and you both made a clean pass, you can damn near, I mean, you can't say it to the 10th, but you know damn well where he's at.
Right.
You
well,
know?
So, you can look up all the times on the SVO. It'll, like, the fastest pass has been at 898 or 889 or something.
I mean, okay.
But,
Terry, don't do that, because if you look up SVO, he has a very, very fast time slip out there.
No,
man,
there
I mean, you know what, Timo? Timo, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this for both sides. How about if we leave them numbers out the way? Why? Because there may be potentials out there that can't run what he runs or can run what he runs but don't know and might want to engage. So to not kill anybody's back, even right now, Timo.
That's why I didn't say no number.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If I'd have known that, I would never lock in with him.
But, and that's the thing. We've been doing it all summer. Everyone, you know what I mean? We've been doing the NMPA stuff all summer.
Right.
Pretty much.
And you know what?
And like I said, I told a couple people, Timo came to us and said he wanted to beat the SVO. Hey, that's fine. We'll race him. It's no big deal. You know? So.
You know, I said it earlier, Timo, that was an error on your side.
No, actually, it was something that I was going with Tone. Tone didn't know that the man, because I always said I wasn't racing SVO. But Tone said, let's lock him in, so we locked him in. But had I known that he posted his time, I would have never locked SVO in.
I really don't think there's any fast times posted, because we haven't won that car at the back door. Actually, it's broke now anyway, so.
Well, I mean, that's something that, again, we'll leave the numbers out the way. And will you guys be there on Saturday, Terry?
Yeah, we're coming. As long as the car's we're coming no matter what. We're going to support the race no matter what. But, I mean, our trans is broke. You know, if it's ready, then, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're going to get down. We expect Timo to pay the lockup anyway, so.
Timo,
all we're going to do is say the car's ready. All we got to do is show up on the property, park the 300, and go.
Hey, Terry, you know you say that, and I was highly offended. I seen on Chi-Town Racing where people were trying to bet on the race between Sub-Zero and SVO. They were trying to bet on whether he was paying the lockout or not. Come on, man, that shit ain't cool, man. Don't do that to him, man. Hey, Timo, that ain't cool, brother.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hey, I think we're going to try, as long as both cars have oil pressure after the shootout. I had talked to, I think his name is Junior. He's got that car. Whoever drives Kimo's car. We're going to try.
That's correct.
I talked with Manti, and he's cool with it. As long as they're both on 29s or whatever. And Junior said as long as they both got oil pressure, we'll try some.
That's what's up. I mean, our season's coming close to an end. And truth be told, you know, I not that I'm taking Illinois side, Chicago side, or anything like that. But, man, I ain't trying to hear all this crying over the wintertime about we could have done this, we could have done that. If we would have had another hot day, man, listen. I know that. Listen, man, y'all got the opportunity now to engage. I mean, it's a gamble. You may make the best pass you've ever made. You might make the worst pass. But if you don't engage, you ain't going to know what pass you're going to make. So,
right. Any more hands up?
Yeah, let me check this one here. 773-3969, your mic is open.
Man, what's up, Junior? This is Big Perm, man. Don't wait so long to open my mic, man.
Hey, Hey, Big Perm, I'm going down the line. I wish I had a double button there that you could hit, man. But that's my bad. Big Perm, what's happening, man?
Nothing, man. I just got a, for Tyke, man, I just want to say, man, I got $50 on any, you know, I ain't no big money guy, so I got $50 any day Cold Killer and Donye run. For Chemo,
are you going?
I still got that.
Are you going with?
I'm going. You know I'm going with Donye. Come on, ask no questions.
You're going.
Don't
you're going.
Hey,
hey,
like,
you, hey, hey, hey,
hey,
you, Big Perm,
hey,
you know
me,
ask
him,
is
that.
He going against? Is he going against him, or he's saying he's been involved in those two calls, Ron?
I'm betting with Donye anytime Donye on the line.
Oh, I'm betting with him too until he lined up beside us.
That when he
lined
up beside
saying.
You, that's what I'm. When he does line up beside you, I just want to for you and I, we got a $50 bet. That's all I want to say.
Oh, no problem, no problem. That'll probably be later on in the year. Like I said, Donye getting racist, man, and for him to take in, and we want to tie up, he want to tie up. But like I'm telling everybody, it's about the hustle. If he getting motherfuckers want to steady triumph, shit, Donye will be a fool to race us. Regardless of how the race turn out, it's going to show a hand. It may show his hand, may show our hand, but at the same time, he getting action, man. And don't get me wrong, when you hear me come on here talking shit about Donye, that is race talk, man. Donye, good people, I want to see him win. Yeah,
but you know
ain't
that's
nothing but race talk.
But you know that's the most anticipated race, you know, especially up this way.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I just want to be sure that if we don't talk, that our bet is locked.
Yes, sir. No problem.
All right. And for Chemo, now for Chemo. Chemo.
Chemo.
Do I get any action with you and SVO?
Chemo.
Y'all know we may have to just do a little something. Coming out of South Carolina to make sure Chemo do what he need to do. Y'all going to lay off Chemo. He is part family now. He's just a Baptist guy.
He's probably like a third cousin type man.
Hey,
Ty, man, I'm going to say it like this, man. Chemo know I love him to death, but that's that cousin that When he show up to the family reunion, everybody like, oh, God damn, there he go again.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, y'all know Chemo's a good guy, though, man. Real talk. This Big Perm, Chemo's a good guy, man. I love to hear him talk shit.
I'm going to tell you this, you know, Chemo been stumbling, you know, he's been falling, getting back up. But, boy, I'm going to tell you one thing. Once he's sorted out, man, it's going to be ugly, man. I'm saying it like this because I ain't got a race car. Y'all going to learn to leave him the fuck alone, man.
Hey, man, sometimes, Junior, these cars take a damn year. 1 year. And you fighting one problem sometime, man. So, you know. Chemo is one of them dudes. He good for the game because he's trying to go as much as he can, even though he don't mind giving away that goddamn punk out money. Good God.
That's correct. Hey, you want me to tell you something? Last year, ain't no bullshit. Man, I wanted to call in so bad to lock him in, and I ain't got a goddamn car. Shit. Just to get that lockout. Hey, man. Chemo, you know I'm talking shit. You my man. I used to tell him, hey, Chemo, man, why don't me and you lock this shit in and just send me half of the money? Fuck all that bullshit, man. But he got it together, though. Because now you see, he ain't locking in like he used to. He doing it the right way now. Hell yeah. Well, I guess Danny, do you ever plan on coming back on? Because you said, wait a minute, when Tight Man was kind of choking you a little bit.
You know, if you still there, come on back.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
I got somebody on the line.
Okay.
Goddamn me ball in, goddammit.
Skin.
Yeah, where that
goddamn meatball at? Hold on now. We're gonna get in touch with Meatball right now because he may have fell off. Let me run through this.
Yeah, he did fall off,
but I'm gonna get in touch. Hey, Skin, what's happening?
Sweetie, baby.
You tell what Paul say gonna speak
your
ass,
Skin. Charlie, they gonna speak your ass, Charlie.
All
that shit.
Why he won't lock in, man? I'm into locking in.
Who you trying to do, Skin?
Beat Meatball ass, talking shit about a trailblazer, a new trailblazer.
Okay, so you trying to engage with that trailblazer?
I'm trying to engage and have sex.
Whoa, God damn it. Didn't Tony say he had a trailblazer or a Cherokee D?
He locked
your ass into
Shorty. We already locked in, lady. Stop talking about shit that's already done.
Hey, Mr. Junior.
Shorty. Hold on a minute. I know you're in setting up good races.
Somebody got a baby
about,
on the line.
Yeah.
How about me and you?
We gotta
set
mute
up
that mic.
Race.
What are you talking about, Timo? What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, I can't do that with you. You a little bit too fast.
Yeah,
stop
fronting, motherfucker.
I'm going to stand out. No, I ain't fronting because I was going to try to let you leave out there at the 8 Mile and try to catch you with that truck of yours. But I
what you
going to
be in? What you going to be
in? Zero?
What is that?
Zero.
His Mustang.
Man, get your dumb ass out of here with your...
Hold on, Timo. You said you're gonna set him out at the 8th Mile mark.
Hey, Junior, didn't you tell me? Didn't I stand down? He ain't as weak as he ain't weak as never scared Tim. No, I got a little more respect for him than that.
Yeah, stand your motherfucking ass down, because fuck
you with a gang. Hold on. I'm asking real quick, because, Skin, I might have to talk to you on the side, boy, because if you talking about setting Skin at the 8th Mile mark and what, and let him leave.
Man, if that boy sits me at the 8th, it's going to be a massacre.
You said,
hello.
It's going to be a motherfucking massacre, boy. I thought he said he was going to give me the break today. You gonna set me today? Get your ass down, boy. I'll knock your motherfucking ass out.
Ooh.
Okay, but look, we gonna try to work that out when I get to. Hey, Skin, we gonna try to work that out when we get to the track. It's a Fox suspension.
I'm not gonna be there, motherfucker. Lock your ass in, boy.
Hold on, Skin. How you ain't coming to the track?
I ain't coming to a motherfucker lock in with me, boy.
Oh, okay.
If you come,
oh, okay.
I'll be a spectator. I'm not coming with no truck
okay.
And ain't nobody locked in. Fuck wrong with you, boy. I don't come showing out like you fan.
Yeah,
I want to show your phone.
You a gambler. Somebody is a fat.
Nah, I am a gambler, but I'm not into showing the paint job and all that old dumbass shit, boy. That's what y'all into. Want to show the cocker start up and all that shit. I ain't into that shit, boy. I'm gonna beat your ass.
You ain't got a show car. You got a race truck, huh?
Yeah, I ain't got no fucking show car, man. I got a grudge truck that I might want to grudge with.
You don't show up to the track and put up chairs and sit there and wax the car down and talk shit with everybody that walk by.
Hell no. No, not with my car. I talk shit with y'all, but I ain't gonna have no car with me. I'm not holding no car just to be showing to no motherfucker. And
hey, you want me to tell you something? You know when's the last time I seen a motherfucker set a motherfucker really out there and run their ass down and whoop them? That was when you said, what was that? What I know who it was. It was you against what was that? The Doc.
The Doc. With that fast 9-8 with Nitro on.
Doc from Detroit.
He told me before we beat him, we supposed to run head up. I wind up getting the man 20 cars and let him go. And hope his puss ass down.
Hey, skin. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
that's some of that old school racing.
Hey, skins, I give you 10 and let you go.
Hey, you a dumb motherfucker. I gave a motherfucker 20 with two street cars, and you going to give me 10. You got a race car, and I got a street car. Man, get your dumb ass out of here.
You got a race car, Steve.
Give me 10 with a stock suspension car. I'm going to knock your motherfucking ass out, boy.
I give you
10
with a stock suspension car. That's what I get.
Lock in. Lock your fucking ass in then.
With your truck.
No.
If somebody can get in touch with Meatball, have him call back in.
Keep ragging ass Meatball on the mic so I can have a reason to bring that pickup truck to goddamn it, Martin, baby.
The skin trying to engage, baby.
I'm trying to engage with one of these cis ass niggas. They can't do nothing but win some money. They can't win me. I ain't for sale right now. Yeah, I let
Skin,
you guys know.
You telling them you gonna come back regardless. Hold on.
Man, I'm coming.
219-2285. Your mic is open.
That sounds like Leon.
219.
What's going on?
Oh, breaking. Hello?
I told you that sounds like Leon. Hey, Leon.
What's going on?
They don't want no motherfucking trouble. They don't want no trouble with this slow ass cop.
Hey, you sounding like you underwater, man. You sounding like you underwater.
Oh, I'm good. What's
hey,
the
word? Where Pretty Tony at?
I don't know if he's on his anniversary.
Pretty
hey,
Tony
Junior, where
be
Beautiful?
Today.
Hey, man,
he
we had no show.
Today.
If he can't be on here, if he couldn't
you know.
Be here, ain't no motherfucking show.
But I was told by him that if the right person says the right thing, locks their ass in.
Well, we ain't going to say the right thing to you because you don't know no better.
Hey, Junior, Chivo on there?
Yeah, I'm on here. What's happening?
Hey, Chivo, would you run that yellow Camaro we got?
Nah, I run that red one y'all got with my performance on there, motherfucker.
Hold on, Leon. What you going to get my performance, Akimo? I'm going to lock him in. I'm tired of
your
fucking.
Burgundy car with the black hood that say my performance on there. Yeah, I run that all day.
Give him the break. I'm going to make him knock your motherfucking ass out, boy.
Man, I'm ain't giving his ass no break. He got a 1632 on the
bitch.
Hold on, Kimo. Whether true or not, we ain't got to discuss none of that now. Come on, man.
There's only certain rules.
There's only certain rules.
I say he got a 1633. That's his time, not his motherfucker. Not as ET, but Kimo.
Give him the break. Fuck him up. Knock your motherfucking ass out.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of motherfuckers. Wait a minute. Leon, I heard you say you running out the back door. Not everybody want to run me to the eighth. I mean, when do all that come in?
Hey, you not listening. That's Skin, man. That's whatever Skin want to do. I'm locked in with Gold Dig out the back door, motherfucker.
Okay, that's
right.
What I'm trying to do.
Nah,
I'm trying to go out the back door.
You didn't Leon going out the back door. I want to go out the side door. What's wrong with that?
But Leon got a quarter mile car, so we're going to keep it quarter mile if I lock
okay,
in.
Okay, but I want to run you in the eight because you a faggot.
Hey, whatever Skin wants to do with Skin, that's on you, Chivo.
Okay.
I'm going to go out that side door.
Hey, well, guess what, man? We going up the side door at 131. We're going to go clean out the back.
You're going to do the back door.
Okay, I'm trying
keep
to blow his ass out head up out the back door.
Keep pop and pop. Oh, well, I don't want none of that, then. You talk to him about all that.
Okay.
I don't like that.
All right.
I'm the cleanup man. I'm for the motherfucker, dude. I be hearing certain things. See, Leon might not hear everything. I be hearing certain things come out y'all faggot-ass mouth. So
only thing you heard from out my mouth is out the back door and lock in. No. You might have missed that. I would have popped your cherry. You might have missed that.
No. I heard that you said, a lot of times Leon called and he ain't nothing. And I'll beat his ass if he fuck around. He got this.
I believe in that wholeheartedly, but that don't mean I'm a
winner. Right, so okay then. Well, then, what the fuck is it? I mean, well, nobody want to talk with you. I mean, he might want to talk with you. I ain't got nothing to do with that, but he shouldn't. Come on in. You see, he tried to run you with a yellow car. He didn't say nothing about his car. So that annihilated that right there.
Didn't you hear me try to lock his car in? I don't know about nobody else.
But he didn't
want to
lock your car in.
Okay.
He didn't want to lock your car in. He came strictly on the mic.
Lock his car in.
Do you want to run the yellow car? You said
I want to
run
his car. I ain't trying to race.
Well,
I ain't trying to race nobody else's car,
Steve. But you ain't listening.
All right, well, we ain't
going to
do no races,
Steve. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. He just asked you a question. I just said, what would you give him? You ain't got to give him nothing. I don't give a fuck what you do. You your own man. All
right.
You ain't raised none this year or last year. You ain't going to raise no motherfucker. We know that already.
You say what?
It's inevitable. That's inevitable. You ain't raised no motherfucker this year or last year. You ain't raised nobody.
You know why I can't raise no motherfucker?
We
got motherfuckers like you popping off at the motherfucking dick sucker cop clock. Oh, run this car.
Wow.
Run that car.
Hey,
I want to run the car
I
want to race.
No
you
mother,
don't
you
kick
can't
my
get no
motherfucking
other
racist faggot
you
ass, boy.
You can't get no other motherfucker on this mic. You say I'm cock blocking, boy. It's a lot of
all
dick sucking cock rocking motherfuckers on here, but I bet you can't get no other motherfucker to tell me that. They must be scared of me.
You scared of who?
You the only one saying some dumb ass shit like that because your faggot ass don't never race with your
Hey, Skin, how that dumb? You want me to gamble in the blind? I'm trying to gamble where I think I'm going
to
make some money.
I don't want you to do nothing, man. I don't give a fuck what you do,
but
Kimo. You all right with me?
Thanks.
I just asked you a question, motherfucker. Like you asked me
no
what?
Question. I ain't heard you ask no question for me.
You said, hey, listen. You
what
said
you just asked? We're back ass, boy.
Okay, can I finish? You said, Ken, do you want 10-minute break with your pickup truck? I said, no. All I said was, would you get Leon a break with his car? You said, no.
I said, no. Why would you want me to get him a break? Listen, Ken.
Why would you want me to take 10-minute break with my pickup truck from your car?
For my skin, we got Leon got
man,
a race car, right?
I just asked you.
You ain't got to go through all that. Leon don't want to raise
what?
Head up, and you trying to rob, so we're going to move on.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't want Penny to take with my pickup truck. You trying to rob. So we're going to move on, okay?
Go ahead, Leon.
I was saying, Skin
Leon.
Can book the car if you want to. That's Ken, whatever he want to do. Kimo, you wrong.
Once
again, like I say, Leon, Ken trying to rob. That's a head-up race for me. Why would I let you start the race?
So that's robbing because he started. Somebody got to start it anyway, dumbass boy.
Hey, Leon, I got a question. Being that the Bumblebee going to be back at 1:31, are you willing to engage with the Bumblebee again?
I beat his ass.
Tight man.
Yeah, we like that.
Hold on.
Like
tight
that.
Man. I
we
might
like
have lost
that
tight
now.
Man.
Yeah, you lost all
tight,
them
man.
Motherfuckers when they come out. When a motherfucker come out locking in. When a motherfucker come out locking in, they get to break it up like a 34.
I tell you this. I ain't gonna speak. I ain't gonna
speak
for him.
You gotta take that too,
baby.
You know what?
I ain't gonna speak for little Tony because he ain't here. I know with certain individuals, I was told if they come on here, lock their ass in. Now, Leon, I don't see why he will not engage with you. I'm asking
hey,
the question.
I know
the car will be there. Will you engage?
I know you're yeah. He's been trying to let Leon get his leak back, so.
Okay, then. So, I mean, let me look at the board. Let me see if Tight Man on here, because if he is, let's see if we can lock this in.
Yeah, get his lady ass on there.
Hey, Shawty.
Come on with it.
Man, these people, you know.
Hey, Red,
I got
a bunch of hands here. Let me open up these mics real quick.
Hey, Shawty, 313. I'm in the picture. Crying about
313-9393.
Your mic is open. They crying about class cars right now, racing grudge cars. But they call out anybody, they'll run any class car. But they crying now.
Oh,
who did you hear was crying, Danny?
Well, you know, certain individuals, they get to crying because, you know what I'm saying, you know, they just crying. I ain't talking about you, Kimo. I'm just saying other people, you know, they crying about,
well,
you know,
well,
people going to go get
class
cars for nothing.
I mean, Type Man said he won't run the Great White against a class car. But
hold on. Before then, they said they'll run any motherfucker with a G-body. Anybody with a G-body. So now when anybody showed up, now they ducking. That's what I'm saying. But you can't say you'll run anybody with a G-body. So just say what you're going to say. Now you got another class car. Okay. And I just got to finish talking to him. And boy, oh, boy. Going to be a massacre.
Now, Danny, I did
well,
hear him say they are bringing a five-star class cars.
And I just said, they just text me, it's going to be a motherfucking massacre.
Okay, so that means the car you are speaking about will be at 131, looking to engage.
Well, they on the highway.
Am I correct in saying that?
Hold on. Listen, they on the highway. I'm going to talk to them in the morning. And they said they were surely to run him.
Okay. Well, let me say this. You know where, God willing, let's keep it real. God willing, you know where the Great White will be. You know where the Bumblebee will be. And you know where the Green Machine will be. All y'all got to do is get up there.
Green Machine, man.
Chris student car.
Green Machine is Chris's car. Chris said that he will engage with class cars, whether they got, if I'm mistaken, he said a 28, 275, or a 315. He will engage.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Hey, I got two more mics. Let me open these up real quick. 313-7983. Your mic is open.
313-7983.
Your phone takes a picture of the
whole block. 631-0628.
Your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing? This is Long Island Joe. I had a question about something.
Joe, what's happening? Yes, sir.
Not much.
Yes, sir.
How's everything?
All right.
How's everything?
Yeah,
we had a
question. Good.
Can't complain. On September 8th, will there be any back half cars out there?
You know what? That's something that I'm pretty sure that there will be back half cars there. I can't tell you who exactly, but, I mean, that's the race that Gunny and Leroy and them, Big Danny, are having at US 41. Yeah, there will be a whole slew of cars there. Now, what you're looking to engage
with. So there will be some back half cars there?
Oh, yeah, there will be. Back half cars always show up. They always show up.
Okay, yeah, because I had a couple guys that asked me. Will they have any back half cars? So I got to go tell them tonight. They wanted to know if any cars up there. It was one of the back half.
I'm going to tell you this. Bringing their cars, you know, everybody welcome. You might get on Clocks Off tonight and clocksoff.com, and I mean post it up. Let them know what you coming with. Let them know what you're looking for. And more than likely, yeah, we will be able to accommodate you. That's for sure.
Hey,
Hold on a minute. I got somebody got one of the kids. If you can mute that mic,
that's
please.
Chemo.
My bad, that was my daughter. My bad. I'm gonna put you on mute. That was me.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, Joe. That's something that I mean, you know, post up on Clocks Off, or if you go on Facebook, go on the Motor City Mafia Grudge Facebook page and post up. You know, we'll accommodate something for you. That's for sure.
All right, that sounds good, because I know everybody's all hyped to come out, so now I got a couple of guys in the podcast that want to come.
Each time I come over, every time I go to Chi-Town Racing, too.
On September 8th?
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about coming out.
There you go. I mean, it's going to be a good show, boy.
Junior, is that lady skin still on there?
Yeah, I think skin's still on. Let me open up a couple more mics, see what's happening. 312-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior? Good Tony, Kimo, everybody, how all of y'all doing?
Larry.
What's happening, Larry?
How's it going, brother?
Oh man, I'm hanging in there. I thought I'd call in and try to get it in and see what's going down, what y'all got locked in, what y'all got going on, man.
Man, we trying to do everything here. In fact, I got a call. Long Island Joe was asking for the race you guys are having September the 8th, whether there will be some backup cars because they're looking to engage. And I told him, you know, more than likely, yeah, they'll be there. You know, maybe you could fill us in and tell us what's going on there.
Well, you know, they're going to have a streetcar shootout. And they're going to have grudge racing. I think they're going to have a 28 or 29 class. Well, I don't know. I don't have the flyer right in front of me right now. But it's going to be a real good event, man. And we're going to try to, you know, work this thing out and hope we can get many people to come as we can so we can kind of have a lot of fun together, man, as usual.
There you go. Now, he was asking about the back half cars that I know of. I know a couple of individuals which do have some back half cars which will be showing up. It's a matter of them hooking up with them and trying to lock something in.
Yeah, I think it is some back half. I think it is some back half going to be there, too, also. I can't remember everything that I read on it earlier. But I think, and I know that the next time we get a chance to talk on this show, going to be Sunday. So I'm going to try to see if I can get it in beforehand, because I know when y'all
there
finish with this one tonight, it'll be next Sunday before this one come back on. So everybody got to try to get it in tonight. So I was trying to make sure that I called, you know, called in.
Yeah,
and see what
was, Hey, Larry, with that being said, I'm trying to get with Skins. Since he want to lock in. Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, I'll lock in with Leon. Leon let me break to the A, and I'll let him break out the back door. Let's lock both the races.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about or who you're talking to.
I'm locking your lay ass, motherfucker. You know how to
talk. Okay, I don't like that, sir. Is anything else that somebody else talk? But I don't like that. So now what's the problem?
Okay. Oh, you don't like that because you ain't got a for sure win, huh?
No, you ain't got nothing but one free ticket to the show. You don't have two tickets to the show.
Yes. I'm trying to get my pocket in with this.
I just want one of them tickets to the show. That's all I want.
But guess what? You got to apply for a ticket to get a ticket, Skin.
Okay, well, I don't want no trouble, man. I ain't got no car, man. God damn, why is you fucking with me, man? I got a street car.
But every time I say something, you jump down my throat, and then you say you can book Leon's car.
I don't jump down your throat. Why would you sitting there lying? Why would I jump down your throat? I ain't got no car in your clan, man.
No, Leon, you said you're going to book Leon's car, so I said,
You are lying.
In the eyes of my money.
Leon came on the mic. Leon came on the mic, and Leon asked you, did you want to run the yellow Camaro? You said, no, you'll run his car. I said, ho, ho, ho. If you give Leon the break, I'll make him knock your ass out. Then Leon told you he ain't could book my car. That's all we said, sir. So what
okay,
you
but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get us a race going.
We got to come to agreement. Hey, let me tell you something, man. All the motherfuckers on the mic that don't know. The object of racing is to get both opponents, make them think they can win. If I don't think I can win, what the fuck is you talking about, man? I don't think I can win, so I don't want no trouble. What's the problem? The object of racing is to make the other opponent think he can win. Make him think he can win. You don't know how to make me think I can win.
Okay, well, make me
he
think I can win.
He made me
the
think I can win, and I made him think he can. I don't think I can win, dumbass boy. What part of that you didn't understand?
Well, you need to stop.
What part
stop
of that he didn't understand?
You need to stop booking Leon Carter.
Put this dick in your mouth, boy. Tell me
what
the fuck to
book. I'd rather put my dick in your ass.
I know you gay, nigga. I knew you was gay when I first met you.
Uh-huh.
I know
you
gay.
Suck on this gay dude? I'm trying
no,
to
No,
because
I ain't gay, man. I can't be sucking. Hey, why don't you make me suck?
Yeah.
When you see
I rather,
me.
Listen, man. Leave all that dick sucking shit for some other bullshit, man. If y'all gonna engage, if y'all ain't gonna engage, quit touching each other the way y'all do it, man.
Hey, man, you got homosexuals on the mic. He jealous or mad or something. I don't know what he mad at me for. I ain't got nothing. What the fuck is he mad at me for? He mad at me because
I
got a
hey,
man.
All I'm trying to do is race you.
Hey, Kimo, I done told you 10 times you all right with me. I don't want to agree to what the fuck you saying, so suck my dick, nigga. Like you keep telling me to suck yours, suck my dick. Junior can't tell me what the fuck to say.
I ain't tell you what you had to say. Listen. I ain't tell you what you had to say. I'm just saying y'all leave all that faggot shit for something else. And leave that shit for another time. Why I'm not on none of that faggot shit. All
right, hey,
that's what I'm saying.
You 100% right, Junior. You 100% right. All I was doing was speaking my piece. I have nothing against
you.
I don't know what the fuck he on. I don't know what he on or what he ain't on, but he can suck my dick. Nah, I don't know what the little stupid ass boy on. I don't even fuck with him. I don't even want to race him, Junior. Hey, Junior, me and you used to talk shit 20 years ago. Did you see me talking shit to you, man? I leave well enough alone, man. I don't even fuck with him, man. What the fuck is wrong with his gay ass? That's all I'm saying.
So he can go suck a dick.
He need to go fuck somebody else's dick, because I ain't got time for all that shit with him. I'm trying to race these little girls races that I got going.
Let him show. this motherfucker ain't talking about shit.
Oh, that's because your gay ass can't win with your faggot ass, boy.
Yeah, you can't win with Leon. Hey, y'all can't win with Leon head up. So lock that in, you faggot ass motherfucker. Now.
So, we can't win with Leon. You right.
Yes, sir.
Chemo, I love you.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior.
Now, right before y'all close, man, yeah. Y'all know very funny of that, that last shootout y'all had in Miami. Y'all got any few footage of that thing? I ain't whooping anybody.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You're breaking up, Big Perm. What was that?
I say, y'all got any footage of that last shootout? Y'all got any footage of that last shootout in Miami?
I don't know. Did Slouch post anything?
Yeah, go look on my YouTube. It's under Clash of the Titans shootout. The whole shootout is on it.
Hey, Junior,
well,
I got one
got
question
it.
For you. Close up,
yes,
Junior.
Sir. Yes.
Didn't the Chicago guy won the Last Man Standing, right?
Yes, sir. And again, I don't want to start no shit.
Women, no ED?
Yes, he did.
So, in other words, so Chicago name needs to be on that $5,000 check they get ready to pass out, right?
We already, hey, it's being printed as we discuss it, sir. Hey, man, y'all have a good one, man. Larry, Slouch,
yeah.
Reg. Meatball Chemo, man, y'all have a good one, man. Big Danny Skin. Again, thanks a lot for calling in, and we'll see y'all next week, man.
Meatball.
All right, y'all.
Somebody told Skin want to lock
Junior.
In. He got off the phone.
Junior,
can
we stay overnight if we come Friday night for Test of June, or do we have to leave the track? Slouch. Red. You know what? I'm not positive, Larry, but you know what? I'll have them post something up on clocks off. Okay?
All right.
I'll have them post and let you know whether I'm more than sure. They've always had security over there, and at other events, you did have guys that spent the night. So I'll make sure that I'll make sure it's posted
right.
Clocks off, all right? Okay.
Sound good.
All right now. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right.
All right.